This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Lost in Peckerwood by George Tasker. Chapter 1. The latest single from the Pussycat Dolls was blaring from the stereo as Emily steered her brand new 2009 Mustang convertible around the tight bends of the twisting country road. The car had been a graduation present from her father when she'd surprised everyone and passed her final exams. Sitting beside Emily, in the Mustang's passenger seat was her best friend Sharon. The two 20-year-olds were on their way to California to celebrate the start of their summer vacations. The casual observer would never have guessed they were from Wyoming, both girls sporting long bleached blonde hair, perfect tans from hours spent in sunbeds and killer penthouse babe bodies that made them both look like the perfect California beach babes. The Mustang kicked up a cloud of dust as they sped past the grubby-looking sign indicating they were entering Peckerwood County. Sharon had been against the idea of leaving the main highway, but Emily had insisted the back roads would be faster at this time of year, and it was her car after all. Emily slowed the car as they entered the small town, both girls taking in the sights of the out-of-way hillbilly town that neither of them had ever heard of, let alone visited before.
"Maybe we'll find ourselves some hunky country boys," suggested Emily, grinning over at her beautiful best friend.
"More like an inbred redneck,"
muttered Sharon in reply as they drove through the tiny little settlement. They drove past the grizzled old man sitting on a rocking chair on the front porch of a small store. He was rocking back and forth strumming on a banjo, and looked exactly like every small-town cliché the girls had seen in the movies. Further along, parked outside the next building were a couple of dodgy-looking good old boys drinking beers on the back of their pickup truck.
"Let's not stop,"
replied Emily with a giggle as an overweight man with a big white beard watched them past, openly scratching his crotch through the dirty-looking blue overalls he was wearing.
"We've got enough gas?" asked Sharon with concern.
"Plenty, the tank's almost full,"
Emily assured her friend as she accelerated towards the edge of the township, keen to leave these yokels behind and get to the sun, sand and boys in California.
"Good, I've had enough of Deliverance Town, let's get out of here."
The two young women drove out of town, both a little weirded out by the rough-looking locals. Emily sped the Mustang up to 60 and turned up the radio. It was getting a little cooler as the afternoon wore into evening, so she hit a button to close the car roof. They were about 40 minutes out of town when the engine cut out completely.
"Ah shit,"
swore Emily as the Mustang rolled to a stop and she guided it to the side of the road. All the lights on the dashboard had blinked out as if the car had just died.
"What's up?"
asked Sharon, a note of concern in her voice.
"It just died,"
Emily replied with a shrug. She turned the key and pumped the accelerator, but there wasn't even a chug from the engine.
"What the hell? The car's brand new."
The busted blonde hit the steering wheel with both hands in disgust. Sharon had her cell phone out of her purse and was looking at the screen in dismay.
"No reception."
"What?"
replied Emily disbelievingly. She leant past her friend to dig into the glove box for her own phone.
It was just as dead as Sharon's.
"Shit!
What are we gonna do?"
asked Sharon, glancing at the time on her cell phone. It was almost 5 o'clock. Emily tried the ignition again but still had no luck.
"Fuck!"
she swore.
"Well, I guess we'll have to flag someone down. This road is deserted,"
complained Sharon.
"We haven't passed a single car since leaving Hicksville or whatever that last town was called."
Emily shook her head in dismay.
"We don't have a choice. Unless you want to try and walk 50 miles?
Sharon sighed.
"Try it once more."
Emily shrugged and gave the key another turn, but there was definitely no life the Mustang.
"If I have to sleep in the car, I'm gonna be pissed,"
Sharon muttered.
"Come on,"
urged Emily, opening her door.
"Let's get out in case someone comes along this way."
She glanced over as Sharon followed her lead and opened her door. Emily couldn't help but note Sharon's short skirt as it rode up her long, tan thighs as she climbed out of the car.
"At least we'll have no trouble flagging down a car with those legs."
Sharon shot her a sarcastic glare.
"Or you could flash your tits again, bitch,"
she snapped, referring to an incident earlier that day when Emily had lifted her shirt to a passing car full of college frat boys.
"I'm sure someone will be along soon,"
Emily assured her friend as she sat on the hood of the Mustang, staring hopefully back down the road towards the town they'd passed. About 2 hours later and the sun had set, not one car had come by, and Emily and Sharon were starting to get pretty cold in their skimpy clothing.
"This is hopeless," complained Sharon.
Before Emily could reply, a set of headlights appeared in the distance, coming from back towards the township they passed through that afternoon. Emily whooped in relief and clapped her hands.
"Get those legs out, Sharon,"
she said, jumping up and down and waving her arms above her head to get the oncoming driver's attention. The headlights slowed as they got closer to the stranded Mustang and its two lovely passengers. Whoever was behind the wheel of the approaching car was rewarded by an eyeful of Emily's bouncing boobs,
jiggling around in her tight-fitting white t-shirt as she bounced up and down in an effort to flag the car down. Fortunately for Emily and Sharon, the car stopped. As it pulled off the road, they saw it was a rusty old pickup truck, the red paint splattered with unwashed mud. As far as knights in shining armor went, the pickup had clearly seen better days, but the girls were in no position to complain or wait for a nicer ride. The pickup door opened, and a man got out. He looked about 40 or 50 and had a scruffy-looking brown mustache and stubble-covered cheeks. His grubby, stained overalls were well filled by a decent-sized beer belly, and the old red cap he wore had the name Lester emblazoned on it. "Can I help you ladies?" he asked, his hillbilly accent thick and clearly uneducated. He was chewing something, maybe gum, or more likely tobacco. Lester was definitely not the hunky country boy that Emily had in mind to save them. Emily hesitated, unnerved by the rough-looking appearance of their rescuer. She suddenly felt like a small child about to take candy from a dangerous-looking stranger. "Our car." She gestured somewhat helplessly back at the Mustang. Lester's gaze slowly roved over the two girls, taking in every inch of their fit young bodies. Sharon was acutely aware of her ultra-short white miniskirt and pink tank top that was stretched taut across her sizable chest. Emily crossed her arms over her white t-shirt, wishing it didn't have the word babe written directly across her breasts. Her tight-fitting jeans suddenly felt too low-slung, exposing too much of her trim flat stomach and the curves of her sensuous hips. Lester chewed on his gum, making no effort to hide his staring at the girls' chests.
"Broken down?" he asked in his drawl.
"Yeah, can you help us?"
asked Sharon. She wasn't sure if she wanted him to say yes or no.
"Probably the electrics," Lester said unhelpfully. "Those new-fangled cars often fuck up," he added crudely.
Emily swallowed.
"Can you fix it?"
she asked hopefully.
"Nope."
Emily bit her top lip, hesitating. Lester turned his head to the side and spat a big wad of tobacco on the side of the road, not offering the girls any hope.
"Is there a mechanic back in town?" asked Sharon.
"Yep, they're closed at this hour though,"
said Lester, licking his lips as his eyes traveled up the length of Sharon's long, bare legs.
"What about a hotel, somewhere to stay?"
"My pa runs the Peckerwood Hotel,"
replied Lester, answering their questions grudgingly. His unfriendly attitude was very unsettling for the two pretty girls. They were used to men bending over backwards to help them out.
"I don't suppose you could give us a ride back to town?"
asked Sharon, nervous about the idea of getting into Lester's dirty pickup truck.
"We can stay at the hotel and go see the mechanic in the morning. I could give you a ride,"
replied Lester after a moment's pause. He had a bit of a sneer on his face as he gazed at the two young women.
"Great,"
said Emily with obvious relief.
"But you'll have to suck me first."
The two girls froze, taken aback by his crude request.
"What?"
Sharon gasped in surprise.
"I said you'll have to suck me off if you want to ride back to town,"
Lester told the pretty blonde with a smirk.
"Gasoline ain't free, you know."
Sharon and Emily exchanged worried glances. The situation was getting more and more uncomfortable by the minute.
"So let me get this straight," said Emily, her tone indignant. "You want us to give you a blowjob in return for a ride back to town?"
She glanced distastefully down at his crotch and wrinkled her nose. Lester's grin went wider.
"That's the idea, darling. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. We've done worse, I guess,"
murmured Sharon, her face rather pale.
"What?"
replied Emily, glaring at her friend in amazement.
"You're not actually considering it, are you? I don't think we have much of a choice,"
shrugged Sharon.
"We can wait for another car. That's gotta be better than giving head to this asshole. Ain't no one else coming, darling,"
Lester told her, still grinning hawkishly at them. Sharon shrugged helpless at her friend.
"Fuck,"
swore Emily in defeat.
"Fine then. We'll suck your cock, but that's it. No kissing or anything else. And we want swallow."
Lester's grin went wider and he spat out another wad of tobacco. He walked around to the side of the road, leaning back on the bonnet of Emily's Mustang.
"Hop to it then,"
he snapped, pointing down towards his crotch. Emily and Sharon moved over to the eagerly waiting redneck with great reluctance. As they approached, Lester unzipped the front of his overalls, revealing a sweat and dirt-stained white singlet and a grubby pair of Y-fronts. Lester then leant back on the car, waiting for the pretty young girls to start their cocksucking.
"Well, it was your idea,"
Emily said to Sharon, pointing towards the plump Lester.
"Fuck you,"
snapped Sharon.
"It was his idea, not mine. It's your car that broke down, not mine."
Emily opened her mouth to reply, but Lester butted in.
Hey, no fighting, ladies, you'll both get a turn sucking on old Lester's sausage."
Emily couldn't help blushing. She scowled briefly at her friend and then reached towards Lester's crotch, slipping her hand into the gap in the front of his slightly baggy Y-fronts. When her hand touched his soft dick, he almost snatched it back in revulsion. This was by no means the first cock she touched, but they were usually hard and usually attached to younger, much more attractive guys. This reminded her a little of the time she'd sucked off her history teacher back in high school in return for an A. She'd hated the experience and vowed to herself never to repeat it. The beautiful, buxom blonde drew Lester's soft, shriveled cock out of his underpants, gently holding the rubbery organ in her soft hand. As she pulled it out into the cool night air, a brief whiff of stale sweat and urine wafted up her nostrils, almost causing her to gag. This wasn't going to be pretty. With great reluctance, Emily began to stroke Lester's flaccid penis in her hand, letting her fingers run all over it as she endeavored to get him hard. Her attention focused on his cock. Emily didn't notice Lester's hand reaching up until he was grabbing her right breast through her t-shirt.
"Hey! No touching!"
she snapped in surprise, letting go of his cock to slap away his groping hand.
Christ, complained Lester. Settle down, darling. If you let me play with your tits, it'll help me get off quicker.
Emily's resolve quickly faded.
If I've gotta suck you, you can play with her tits then,
she suggested, glancing back at Sharon, who up until now had been hanging back, hoping to leave all the dirty work to Emily.
Fair enough. Lester grinned. Come a little closer then, sweet tits,
he said to Sharon, gesturing her forward. Sharon reluctantly stepped up beside Emily, her whole body stiffening and fighting the urge to push away Lester's hands as he reached up and grabbed her boobs.
Very nice, remarked the redneck as he gave Sharon's big breasts a squeeze through her pink tank top.
Without letting go of Sharon's tits, he glanced over at Emily, who had once again started to stroke his penis in her soft hands.
It melts in the mouth, not in the hand.
Emily frowned briefly, at first not sure what he meant. Then she gave a deep breath and bent over at waist, guiding Lester's still soft dick towards her lips.
Oh, fuck ya, mama! Yippee-ki-yay!
Lester almost squealed as Emily slipped her mouth around his cock. His manhood stirred and started to stiffen as the gorgeous blonde sucked noisily on his cock. Emily grimaced as she tasted the musty flavor of Lester's unwashed cock. If it wasn't for Sharon, she would have spat his dick out and spent the night waiting in the car.
Yeah, baby, suck that cock,
cried Lester, enjoying the wonderful sensations of Emily's hot, wet mouth. As his cock hardened, filling the busty blonde's sucking mouth, he continued to manhandle her friend's breasts, squeezing them eagerly through her top. Emily began to bob her head over Lester's growing cock, letting the thick poles slide over her tongue and right into the back of her mouth, her lips keeping a tight seal around his shaft and driving him wild.
Ow!
Sharon grimaced, complaining as Lester gave her tits a particularly hard squeeze, his fingers sinking painfully deep into her ample melons. He was no mawing at her tits like a horny schoolboy with no concern for the fact she was attached to them. Lester looked up from where he'd be watching Emily's mouth sliding over his dick and caught Sharon's eye. He gave a wide grin and then gave her big boobs an extra hard squeeze.
Fuck!
Sharon cursed, stepping back and rubbing her breasts through her top.
That hurt, you bastard!
Emily looked up from her cocksucking, Lester's hard cocks slipping out from between her lips, now fully erect.
Let's swap places,
she offered, keen to take a break from the taste of the redneck's cock.
Fine, whatever,
agreed Sharon grumpily. She just wanted to get this nightmare over and done with as quickly as possible. Sharon squatted down in front of Lester and took hold of his erection, screwing her face up as she got a whiff of his sweaty crotch. The buxom blonde leant in and tentatively licked the head of Lester's cock. It tasted bad. Fortunately, Emily's wet mouth had sucked away the worst of it, but Sharon could still clearly taste the fact Lester hadn't bathed in days on his dick.
Oh yeah, that's it, bitch!
As Sharon slipped her lips down over the head of Lester's cock, he reached out, grabbing Emily around her slim waist and pulling her in against the side of his overweight body. Lester reached up with his free hand and cupped one of Emily's heavy breasts through her t-shirt, giving the large orb an exploratory squeeze. The blonde's big tit overflowed his palm, considerably more than a handful. Lester leant down to nuzzle her neck as he started to massage Emily's large breasts through her t-shirt, kneading the firm boob vigorously. Sharon had got over her initial distaste and was now doing her best to get the blackmailing redneck off. She was bobbing her head rapidly over his hard cock, taking him deep into the back of her mouth with each suck, her mouth making loud squelching noises as she drove it down repeatedly on his cock.
Get down there and lick my balls,
Lester instructed Emily, briefly sliding his hand over to her other tit to squeeze it through her shirt. Emily nodded, still quite intimidated by the big hillbilly. She crouched down beside where Sharon was sucking his dick and leant in, lapping her tongue at Lester's swinging nuts. She could hardly believe that the two of them were on the edge of the dark country road giving head to this ugly, middle-aged country bumpkin. As Emily started to tease Lester's balls on the tip of her tongue, Sharon retreated up to suck on the head of his cock, giving her friend more access to the redneck's sweaty ball sack.
That's good, girls, urged Lester. Earn that ride to town.
Lester rested a hand on the back of both the girls' heads, guiding them as they licked his cock and balls all over. As Sharon swiped her tongue down the underside of Lester's hard cock and then sucked one of his nuts into her warm mouth, Emily moved up the side of his cock and trapped the mushroom-like head between her lips, sucking noisily. Lester pulled both their heads into his crotch, pushing forwards with his hips and grinding his cock against their faces, and he clutched their heads against him. He was clearly enjoying having two such beautiful young women working his cock with their mouths. He reached down and took hold of his cock by the base.
Open up!
As Emily and Sharon stuck out their tongues, Lester used his cock to slap against their cheeks and tongues, then against their foreheads.
Come on, bitch,
he murmured, grabbing a handful of hair on the top of Sharon's head as he pushed his cock into her mouth.
Oh yeah, suck it, baby!
Sharon's eyes went wide as Lester grabbed her head in both hands and shoved his hard cock deep into her mouth. She almost gagged as he jammed the head of his dick right into her throat, yanking on her hair as he pulled her face in towards his crotch. Lester gave a moan as he drew his cock back, letting Sharon catch her breath, then he shoved in again and began to fuck her mouth in earnest. Sharon had no real control over proceedings as Lester made use of her mouth, repeatedly ramming his penis into her mouth, the hot, hard rod sliding over her tongue and lodging in the back of her throat with each thrust of his hips. The horny old redneck face fucked the beautiful young blonde vigorously. Each thrust pressed his cock completely inside her sucking mouth so that her nose was jammed right into the smelly pubic hair on his abdomen, and his sweaty balls were touching her chin. After about 3 minutes, he pulled out of Sharon's mouth, letting go of her head. The freed blonde sat back on the ground breathing heavily,
glad to have his hard erection out of her sore mouth. Lester tilted his cock over towards Emily's face and reached for the top of her head, pulling her in towards his groin.
"Your turn now, bitch," he growled lustfully as he pushed his prick into the other blonde's pretty mouth, spearing her full lips apart with the saliva-coated head of his cock.
"And when I come, you'd better swallow if you know what's good for you." Emily's eyes went wide, but she was in no position to voice her disagreement with her mouth stuffed full of the hillbilly's stiff manhood, her lips stretched wide around the thick shaft.
Lester held Emily's head firmly in his hands as he pushed forward with his hips, shoving the full length of his cock in her hot, young mouth.
"You two are great little cocksuckers," he commented as he started to swing his hips, fucking her face just as he'd done to Sharon.
Lester was moaning as he rammed his cock in and out of Emily's reluctant mouth repeatedly, using it as if he was fucking her cunt. The gorgeous busty blonde was having trouble keeping up as her head was shunted back and forth by the thrusting organ, his swinging balls slapping against her chin with each thrust. He thankfully only lasted a minute in Emily's mouth. With a final loud moan of pleasure, almost like an animal howl, he exploded, flooding Emily's mouth with sticky sperm. Emily's eyes looked panic as the big redneck held her head tightly into his crotch, his cock buried in her mouth as it surged and spurted, spilling his seed over her tongue and down her throat.
"Suck it down,"
Lester hissed, pulling her in tighter against him as his balls emptied their load into her mouth. Emily didn't really have any choice but swallow. It was either that or choke on his cum.
"Fuck,"
he groaned as Emily started to suck harder on his penis, drawing the last of his climax from his prick. When he finally let go of her head, she immediately pulled back, his spent cock flopping out of her mouth, glistening wet with saliva. Emily fell back beside Sharon, the horrible aftertaste of Lester's cum filling her mouth. She swallowed and grimaced. This was an expensive ride to town they were getting. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.